The University of Connecticut women's basketball team is on the verge of sports history. If the team wins this afternoon against Ohio State, it will be its 88th consecutive victory. That would tie the UCLA men's team of 1971-74 for the longest winning streak in college basketball. The UConn Huskies would then have a chance to break the record on Tuesday against Florida State. Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today and a regular commentator on NPR's Morning Edition, and she's in the studio. Thanks for coming in. So nice to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Could the Huskies lose this game?
Certainly they could. Ohio State had a surprising loss to unranked Syracuse a few days ago. Other than that, Ohio State was ranked sixth at the time. Now they're 11th. So UConn, Connecticut is number one, but they're facing a top 15 team. And if they get off to a cold start, or if they overlook this, or if they're all nervous about this record or anything, Ohio State also, I think, has a lot to prove after that loss. So it should be fun to watch.
Why is UConn not only so good, but so much better than the other women's teams?
It's perplexing because here we are with Title IX, almost 40 years old, signed by Richard Nixon in June of 1972, as you know. And so you would think there would be 20 basketball teams in women's basketball that would be equal and fighting it out. And instead, there's this one at this time. So I'm perplexed. I don't understand that. I wish the other teams would rise up to the level of the Huskies. And I'm not quite sure why they haven't, except for the incredible aura of Gino Auriemma and the recruiting and the great tradition at UConn, which is very similar, by the way, to the storylines of the UCLA men almost 40 years ago. So I think we should celebrate the UConn women as opposed to criticize them for being so darn good.
Right. I want to talk about the idea of measuring the UConn streak women to the UCLA men's streak. Isn't that apples in oranges, because doesn't that infer that even if they make it, it's no big deal?
Well, we're already hearing that, Lynn. As you know, there's apples and oranges, like, well, the UCLA men, we've got to put that in a different category, or, well, it's the women's game, or they don't play the same game. Those kind of things, you're hearing them. You'll hear more of that, certainly today, and then if UConn wins, then heading into Tuesday, if they can break the record. To me, we're talking basketball here. And whether it's men's basketball or women's basketball, it's the same game in terms of the rules and the regulations, and it's the college game, of course. And back almost 40 years ago, a college team won 88 in a row. And if the Connecticut Huskies win today and then win Tuesday, they will have won 89 in a row. And isn't 89 better than 88?
You know, part of the conversation about this streak is that there hasn't been much conversation about this streak. Why? I mean, is it a jinx or something?
No, you know, I hate to say it because I do think their participation in women's sports is amazing. The millions of girls and women playing sports in our country, pumping them out every year. It's wonderful. So there's so much to celebrate, and there's such a positive feeling about women's sports. I think the mainstream sports media, which happens to be male-dominated, is still ignoring women's sports and doing a terrible job of covering women's sports. Richard Lapchick, the great cultural sports commentator, I quoted him the other day in a column, and he said this. He said, maybe this is really showing us how bad it still is for the coverage of women's sports, because if the UConn men's team was about to break this record, oh my goodness, it would be saturation coverage. Everyone would be talking about it. And it's not that we don't care. It's just that the media is not giving us a chance to care by talking about it and making it a big deal.
USA Today sports columnist and regular contributor to NPR's Morning Edition, Christine Brennan. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.